Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikucci from the 23rd Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Boban Jeftić, who is the general manager of Film Center Serbia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the first question is kind of the very simple question for our listeners who may not be familiar with the work of Film Center Serbia. Would you like to give us an overview of its activities?
Film Center Serbia, it's a national institution, actually under the Ministry of Culture, and it's first and the most important job what we do. Actually, it's a call for financing the film, but from short movie to developing to feature movie, documentary, everything. This is the major job, but we have actually other field, we publish the book about the movie, we make the promotion, plasman of domestic movie, organize a festival, workshop. So all is all, everything. It's a key institution for the film industry in Serbia.
Very good. And just in the theme of giving an overview of the institution, can you tell me when it was established and sort of a little background history, because it's very interesting.
It's established 20 years ago. Actually, at that time, when Yugoslavia falling apart, in all of this new state, they start to establish film center or agency or audiovisual center. So my field, it's only connected with kinematography. And for example, in Croatia, it's much wider. It's television, video game, and other thing. And in Macedonia, for example, it's agency. So it's a different way to doing job. So 20 years ago, it's founded like Institute for Film. And then during the years, it started to be center. And I hope that we are now preparing this transmission in some way to become actually audiovisual center, because this could give us opportunity to be involved in television, in video game, in platform, in VOD, in all this other field.
So you are looking ahead as well. But correct me if I'm wrong, you're also involved in archiving and restoration?
We could be, actually, we could be involved in archive, but actually Serbian Kinematek, who still, we call it Yugoslav Kinematek, is the biggest for all region. So we don't need to do that, because this is big institution. It's one of the biggest in Europe, actually. It's, 85 employees, it's 5 building in the center. So we have the right to do archive, but actually we leave it this to Yugoslav Kinematek.
So you're involved, as you mentioned, in the production of films. So can you give me a little more in detail, like, about the activities of production?
So actually during the year we have calls for different field, for example, for developing of screenplay, sub-financing to movie, documentary, feature movie, and for example, for feature film, this is the most important and the biggest amount of money. It's 2 times per year, and we could help financing of the movie until 50% of the movie. So they compete, actually they send a project, and after that we have commission, and commission read this project on the end. After 2 months they decide which project would be supported, and for example we supported per year around 12 to 15 films, and for documentary it's much more, it's around 20-25. And you have short documentary, short film, and now we have new field from last year. It's video art and experimental movie.
Interesting. And is this national and international productions?
This is national production, but we have scheme for minority co-production, and this is 2 times per year. And in minority co-production, we are very, very active in that field. Last year, we supported all together around 10 projects.
So while we're in the topic of production, would you be able to give us a few examples of recent films that the center has been involved in?
But recently we just finished one film, for example, first time with the Greece, and this is Greece, French, Serbian co-production. It's the first time we are very near, like, how to say, nation. We like each other very much, but we didn't have until now any co-production. So this is the first her job. What was Zvizdan, for example, Croatian film who get award in Cannes? This was co-production with Croatia. We have a lot, mostly we have co-production in region, so in Balkan region, in the region of ex-Yugoslavia. But now we try to really enlarge this cooperation.
That's very interesting. What about young filmmakers?
We have a lot of young filmmakers. For example, for one call, we could support only 4 or 5 projects, and we have 80 to 90 application. So it's a big, big concourse. But for that, we oblige commission that between these 5 chosen projects, at least one, it would be debutant film. So really, we try to support. And we support much more in the level of developing screenplay, developing the project. We have this also. And now we try really to push them to go all around the world in the workshop, in the trainee, program or something like that, because this is very important. But this is rather new. It's only last 2 years, so we wait for the result.
There's lots of very interesting things that I could ask you about that, but one of the things that maybe the filmmakers themselves would be very interested in, and I'm very empathetic towards them, what's the selection criteria for these projects?
Actually, yes, it is, but it's mostly about technical stuff, about budget and how budget should be structured. Not about content at all. They are totally free to give the content. We could support absolutely the film that happened in totally other side of the world. It's absolutely not important. It's quality of screenplay, but we have certain demand considering the project, for considering the budget. It's a very detailed application, so you must fulfill all fields if you want to be considered for application. So in that level, it's not every producer who is focused who could do that without problem.
That's very good. So we're at the Sarajevo Film Festival, and you mentioned that there's a lot of focus on the co-productions of the region. What are your activities here at this festival?
But we have a lot of film in the different, especially in CineLink. We have 3 projects in CineLink. We have in the CineLink Drama 4 project, and we are proudly sponsor to CineLink Drama Award. Then we have a lot of talent in 13, I think. Yes. And we have 3 documentary in competition, 3 film documentary competition. And we had one avant-premiere of TV series. This is the most expensive TV series of region recently. And it was last night, actually. And this is my, actually, core of business here, and especially we wanted to launch. This is the first year that CineLink Drama have award, and we are first to give this award, and I think that it's very important. And this is what I told you before, that I want to prepare when we became audiovisual center, and this is like preparation to enter in this field also.
Obviously, there's so much that we could still talk about in the center, but we are running out of time and you have to go to a screening. But I just like to end on another topic, and then that's the last question. We also have a channel that's dedicated to film education, so that's something that we are quite interested in as well. What does the center do in this field? Is it involved in any way?
For the moment, I try to developing a strategy for 4 years for education in the school, for example. This is very important because film education, it doesn't exist in Serbia, actually, in the school. For the university, we have very tight liaison with film University of Drama and University of Film Study, and this is we publish book for them. We finance student movie also, and this is okay. This is, but my goal is really to put more to emphasize more this education in the primary and the high school, and really to make a new audience in some way. This would be my goal for next year.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.